one of the worst DAs in the history of this nation is in your backyard, works with you, George Gascon. He's now have 400,000 signatures for his recall. What's the significance of hitting that threshold?
Well, they're past the halfway point now, and I think they got about 2 months left to signature gathering. So I think they're on pace, and looks like it's going to happen. So I think that's a historical moment for this experiment with ultra-progressive DAs who don't do their job. I think the country has had enough with it. They just want to see basic law and order reinstituted everywhere.
Well, he was in San Francisco, right? We knew what he was going to do, and you guys elected him anyway.
Exactly. You know what? Fool me once, shame on them. Fool me twice, I guess shame on me. So that, you know, I think the voters are going to probably correct that mistake.
Sheriff, you've told us this for a few years now, how bad it is. Are other people realizing that you're not wrong now?
I think they're starting to come to the realization, yes, of what they were sold, that bill of good about how we can just eliminate cops everywhere. You know, the whole defunding movement, which is still actively being practiced by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. And this whole, well, let's get rid of the jails, the prisons, and everybody's going to sing Kumbaya. It doesn't work that way. Smash and grab, follow home robberies, the huge spike in homicides here in L.A., and homelessness spiraling out of control. I think people want to have a sense of normalcy. And we can do a lot of reforms. We can get people the help they need. But it shouldn't be an either-or proposition. We can do both.
Yeah, I hear you. Our audience agrees with you. Now you got to get the people in California to agree with you, and I hope you do and run for higher office. Sheriff, thanks so much.
You got it.